You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
What the fuck are you watching?
I mean, what was left wasn't even a body.
What the fuck are you watching?
What the fuck are you watching?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
What the fuck are you watching?
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast exploring the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm Chris, and this is...
Hi, my name's Lisa. I'm what some people call a sex addict. I mean, just because I like to have sex with a lot of boys doesn't make me a freak, okay?
It's Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
How you doing, Chris?
Waiting for my turn to die. The young man's sitting in the old man's bar.
All right, then. Why do I always regret asking? I always try to be nice and say, how are you?
That is very nice of you.
And I immediately regret it every time.
I like how you put on airs during the podcast when we have a public record, even if it is false or faux. I still appreciate it. Thank you for asking me.
False, felonious, faux, fabricated.
Reincarnated.
Oh my god.
And we're also joined by
Bo. Oh my god.
It's Bo.
Oh my god.
Hi.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Great.
Are you blessed and highly favored by our Lord?
Hell yeah, maybe.
Are you bathed in his blood?
I haven't been bathing in his blood, but I've been like eating his bodies and stuff. His
I
body.
Think that's the only requirement.
Just munch down on Jesus.
Yeah.
Carpet munching Jesus.
Yeah. Munching on Mother Mary. Yeah.
Well, we got a podcast for you today.
Hmm.
Remains to be seen.
It'll shape up. It always does. I've gotten pretty good at polishing turds.
Fecal fondling.
Before we get started today, I'm sending a shout out to New Orleans, Sao Paulo, Bronshoji. Nope. Bronshoge.
And Clyde. And Regina.
Clyde and Regina.
Yeah. And Austin.
Austin. Wheaton.
And there's a town called Clyde.
Yeah, there is.
God.
I know, I had to mention it.
You poor souls.
And a special shout out to Tecumseh.
Shall we jack off Tecumseh? Shall I put your hand up me knickers?
I got some comments to read to you guys. I haven't been keeping up with YouTube as much as I should.
Are we on YouTube?
We are on YouTube.
Yeah.
Girl.
It's not video, you know, it's just the audio. Yeah, we are.
On our Tumbling Doll of Flesh episode, Nope says, there's no such thing as too many dildos. There is only an end to your imagination.
Oh.
Well, that's called a fallacy in logic.
Yeah.
Because whereas imagination takes up zero mass, dildos take up considerable mass in quantity. So you're wrong two times.
Yeah. unless that person is thinking like actively like in your ass, how many dildos is too many? I guess we didn't specify.
Well, that's true. In their ass, I know from experience, there is never enough dildos.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I've always... never seen a more blown out asshole
in
all of my days of gaping.
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah. I would like to say, yeah, man, have as many dildos as you want. But, like, if I go to somebody's house and they can't even open the door, hold on, fucking shove the dildos.
Yeah.
And they're falling from the ceiling, coming out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's too many dildos. And maybe I'm a judgmental person, but I would look at them differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested.
I would be afraid.
Yeah.
Or like we go to play a game or something and it's like sweeping mountains of dildos off the table, you know?
Yeah.
It's too many.
And then they pull out a game board of hungry, hungry dildos.
Fucking like flip the bottle, but it's flip the dildo. It's a little drinking game. Get you good and lit, you know?
And then they pull out the bottles of baby oil.
Yeah.
Also, silicone has a scent. And it's not one I can say I necessarily like appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm assuming a lot of these dildos are going to be silicone based. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I mean, I definitely would have a lot of dildos, though, because I think we talked about it before. I can think of like 6-7 dildos that I would want just thinking about dildos.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm against dildos, but.
Well, and mine's probably around 10, but like two of those are like just for decoration. Like ones that are shaped like a fucking arm that obviously is never going in my ass. Yeah. But
they can be shelf pieces. Nice they can. Yeah. They can be mantelpieces.
Yeah. You know? Definitely. And weapons for home defense.
Yeah.
Send in your thoughts on how many dildos are too many. WTFareyouwatchingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, we've been asking this question for a long time.
Yeah, we were kind of obsessed with it there for a little while. Yeah, and we kind of stopped.
All right, what else you got?
Got a Spotify comment for you. This one's from Crowclaw on our Celotursica episode. I always forgot that Spotify lets you comment on pods now. I'll try to remember to drop a line for you sweet babies from time to time. And I'll try not to abuse it too much, unlike my wife and kids. I would pet y'all's brain worms and take care of them once they emerged from your bodies to keep your memories alive.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
That is nice. This is a heartfelt message. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Sure is.
My brain worm is a sexual predator. So just proceed with caution.
Yeah.
You're going to want to put that in a terrarium at night.
I like to think my brain worm's like a little cat. Like, they're pretty nice. They're a pretty nice cat. Cuddly cat. I think I have a nice brain worm.
My cats just sat on the side while I was taking a shower. They perched themselves on the ledge of the bathtub and scream at me because I think they believe I'm drowning. So on occasion, I just spray them with the water, but then they return to save me from my peril.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I'm sure that's cute to hear. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the cats get fucking stupid.
Yeah, my cats are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And I love them, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yep.
For like every good moment, there's like 8 fucking shitty moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cat life for you.
Yeah.
Oh, and in parentheses down here, we have, this is Silas, by the way.
I think I'm going to have to fuck Silas.
Yeah. You might have to. He's your number one fan, Bo.
Yeah. We're going to fuck.
Whoa, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Apparently, we are watching Robo Geisha from 2009.
This is another listener request from OKC James.
Yep.
Now, I've been kind of excited for this one. So much so that James had to chill me out a little bit. He said, hey, man, it's not going to live up to Tokyo Gore Police.
Okay.
So temper your expectations.
All right. Well,
you know, I needed that.
Well, that is good.
I get fucking excited. Tokyo Gore
Police was the top of our fucking list for a long time. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping it would be like sort of like Tokyo Gore Police, but I didn't expect it to be as good.
Yeah.
Because we really liked Tokyo Gore Police.
We're about to find out today.
Yeah.
This one's written and directed by Noboru Iguchi. Noboru Iguchi has brought you such classics as Bad Butt.
Bad Butt?
Yeah.
You have my interest.
Bad Butt from 2012. I might have to check that one out. He also did a segment on the ABCs of death. Segment F is for fart.
Oh, wow.
I'm sensing a theme here.
That's what I was going to say. He's got a theme, yeah. Bad Butt.
Also directed Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead.
Nice.
Okay. This is a man I can spend some time with.
Yeah.
I am cherry picking because he's got like 80 some credits, but it's funny. Starring Aya Kaguchi, Hitomi Hasabe, and Takume Saito.
Fuck me sideways.
Pretty much. Here's a little storyline for you. This one comes from Wedgwood, and I know we've fucking seen that name before. I can't remember what episode it was.
I can't remember a single one of them having been good. Well done, so.
Yoshi, the younger and ill-treated sister of a renowned geisha, is discovered to have natural strength and fighting ability. She's recruited into an army of geisha assassins by the rich and powerful owner of a steelworks, Kagano. During training, large parts of their bodies...
Like the labia majora?
Okay, during training, large parts of their bodies are altered into weaponry directly linked to their brains.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making my own punctuation here because Quetchwood did not help me out.
Yeah.
Yoshi soon realizes that Kagano's real plan is to have his robotic castle throw a new and very powerful nuclear bomb into the center of Fujisan, effectively destroying Japan entirely.
Oh, no.
With the help of the other Kagano defectors, she sets out to stop him and his Tengu warriors.
Okay.
Now, you might be wondering, you know, I've been learning about geishas, and would this be good educational material for the kids? I think we got the IMDb Parents Guide to let us know.
Yeah.
Sex and nudity has been rated mild. A man touches a woman's breast above her robe.
Oh,
over
no.
The sweater action?
Yeah. Good God.
That is mild.
Two ninja women are shown in skimpy bra and panties.
Oh, no.
Two ninja women.
Yeah. Two ninja women.
Why is that funny to me? I don't know. In my brain, I'm just like, Kunoichi. But ninja woman, that's better. More better.
All right. Violence and gore has been rated severe. A geisha girl murders people by stabbing them with swords that come out of her armpits.
Her armpits?
Well, that's not efficient.
Yeah, damn. I thought the fucking Guyver's swords were bad, dude. They come out of his elbows.
Yeah.
Armpit swords. That's a hindrance,
like,
dude.
You gotta like WWE to stab anybody.
That's
Various scenes where characters are repeatedly shot until they die.
Oh, no.
A geisha girl is stabbed in the butt. Some blood.
All right.
A geisha girl and two men are blown up by a suicide vest. A robot geisha tries to kill a man with a circular saw.
Oh.
She cuts his face, but does not kill him.
I bet it comes unplugged.
Yeah, it runs out of length on the cord.
Yeah. Right as she gets to his face.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of martial arts fighting, including fighting with swords. Quite a bit of blood, though not too gory. Profanity has been rated severe. Some swearing, including the S word. Some sexual words, like tits.
That doesn't sound very severe.
My titties. Shit and titties?
I know, he said the S word. I'm like, what's the S word?
It's a Senate term limit.
Yeah.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking has not been rated or noted. Frightening and intense scenes has been rated moderate. Some scenes depict torture and graphic violence, But the whole film is goofy and lighthearted.
Yeah, I picked up on that when you said armpit swords.
Yeah. Getting stabbed in the butt.
My butt.
Some blood.
Some blood.
The sentence is strange, though. Like, some scenes depict torture and graphic violence, but it's goofy and lighthearted.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like lots of blood, not too gory.
Uh-huh.
Well, you guys want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
Good. Because that's what you're here for.
Uh-huh.
It's what I pay you for.
I might need to adjust my direct deposit information.
Yeah.
Haven't seen any.
we're waiting for the royalties to come in.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Which reminds me.
The W4s were...
I think it's in our Google Drive.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which reminds me, this episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching is brought to you by American Guinea Pigs Special Sauce. Are you going on a hot date tonight? Do you love them to pieces?
Do you prefer starting from the left, never the right?
Give them a dose of that special sauce. Start your night off right.
So good, you'll have to change your underwear.
American Guinea Pig, special sauce. Ask for it by name. All right, this is Robo Geisha from 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch this movie.
Sanji.
The sounds didn't match what she was fucking playing, though, did it?
Yeah, I didn't unrelated. Think so.
Bowling ball fan sets.
Okay. This is some fucking Microsoft Word font.
That's the same. Filmed by the BBC.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's another threat at the office.
If you don't withdraw in 3 minutes, they'll kill you.
Damn.
What is the appropriate reaction to that? You can go to the toilet, but there will still be shit on the toilet paper.
There'll still be drips! You can take a piss, and there'll still be drips even if you swing your thing.
Hell yeah.
Sir, get your prostate checked. You're unwell.
There's only a minute left after this pointless discussion. It was all by you.
White socks?
That guy's crazy as fuck.
He's unwell. He's got a bad prostate and white socks on.
They're gonna play baseball.
There are a few things Japanese people take more serious than their baseball.
Yeah, you're gonna be prime minister soon. That's great.
Why won't you be my sweet mama?
My sweet mama.
Is that over the kimono action?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's reaching for that booby. Oh, he grabbed it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but he hit a button.
Oh, she's malfunctioning.
She's got nipple buttons.
Has the G-spot been up here the whole time?
What? Oh, she split open.
You split open? What the hell?
There was a woman inside that woman.
And she has a dick nose.
What the fuck?
And then it closed, it opened, and another one came out.
Can I help, sir?
I think I do know what a Tengu is, and dick nose women are not it.
Oh, well, they said...
Well, they begged to differ.
I thought they were like birds or something.
Oh, look at those. Look at the faces on their boobs.
You're pretty cheeky for a cheap slut.
Yeah.
With the
dress
dick
so
nose.
Shameful.
Oh, the fucking the sword spark effects.
Oh, oh
my
yeah,
god.
Dude. Uh-huh. Fucking love it.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you for your support the other day. We're kind of busy right now.
Yeah. In the middle of a meeting right now. Sorry. So many sparks. Oh.
Oh. Oh my god.
Yeah.
This is pretty badass.
I love it.
I do too. I'm not a monster, I'm a robot.
It's the slit mouth woman.
Oh, and that's the saw blade. Maybe it won't come unplugged.
I knew it would rotate. shit.
You see a saw coming out of her mouth? I knew it would rotate.
Yeah, dude, if I ever see a saw blade, I assume
she
it's
cut
gonna
me
rotate.
With her hand.
Damn.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's gonna...
Well, she just fucked him
woodpecker.
With her dick nose.
Woody the woodpecker, his pecker off.
Oh,
you
man.
Want breast milk?
What the
oh.
hell?
She caved his face in with her dick
Why'd
nipple.
Why'd you turn your face into a butthole?
Yeah, that was strange.
Look at those... Oh, my goodness.
He's mesmerized. He can't look away.
Oh, what?
Oh. What the hell?
They got butt shurikens.
Oh, yeah.
And they did a little
from
twerk.
Their butts?
Yeah, but listen. Skinny people shouldn't be allowed to twerk for
yeah.
any purpose. I don't want to see that.
Not even to engage the shuriken cannon?
Not even to engage the Ass Blaster 3000.
Right. He's begging the robot to stop.
You're gonna cut
stop,
me. Stop!
You cut me! It's dangerous! You're touching me! Stop! This is so stressful. That would be me.
I'm stressing out. I am overstimulated.
This is so stressful.
Oh my god, this is so stressful.
Geisha battle. Oh, hell yeah.
Can't you tell by my plastic lace front? I mean business.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, she's got dolls.
Yep, well, I've got fucking dolls. Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah, dude.
This is... Oh, my gosh.
Wig napalm! Hell yeah, they even call out the fucking special attacks before they do them.
Yeah, this I love it. This is exactly Tokyo Gore Police. I don't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Same breath. I don't know what you are, but you're great.
Will you be my secretary starting tomorrow? Never touch me. A robot or a geisha? Maybe I'm a robo geisha.
One thing's for sure, I was nobody just a few months ago.
And then I got this wig.
Yeah, changed my life.
I found a weird Japanese guitar with a sword sticking out of it.
That's her back there. Her sister's beautiful. She's made with the discarded parts.
From discarded parts.
So you're not the same class as your sister.
Aw, man, plain rice balls. Not again.
With no seasoning.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Hit her with the slavish eyes. That's rough, dude. Look like a gloomy girl. Wouldn't it be cool if we just, like, didn't have any chairs or anything?
This is unironic. I have chairs at my home, but this is, like, how I live. The most time I ever spend in a chair is this. This that I do with you.
Dang, she took a whole sushi roll to the throat.
I don't know what happened, but she fell through the wall.
Yeah, everybody does.
And knocked that guy into his hot soup. And then he knocked the sushi roll into her mouth.
Yeah. Geisha can kick.
She said, look, Geisha can kick.
Oh, you know, it's just occurred to me. I was calling it a Sanji. That's the name of a player. Shamisen. Shamisen is the name of that instrument.
Shamisen.
Sanji's a fucking performer. In my brain, I had it confused for a second.
Oh, I was just playing with my sister.
You know, the one with the slavish eyes?
Yeah.
You know. The one I like to throw punch.
Yeah. Just playing, though.
So he likes you a little bit. We're about to throw punches. Oh.
Oh, no. Her
my little toe.
Oh shit, she's ripping phone books. Did anybody ever used to come to your school and like rip fucking phone books and shit?
I have seen these displays. It wasn't at school, but yeah.
It's such a weird thing to bring to a fucking middle school, you know?
Yeah. For what? Do phone books exist still?
They have to, right?
I think so.
It's kind of one of those things that nobody uses, but it's just still there, like newspapers. I haven't seen one in a while, though. Usually they just give them to you.
Yeah, they used to get dropped off at your door.
Yeah, whether you wanted it or not. Yeah, dude. The town we live in now, it could probably just be like a flyer.
A pamphlet, yeah.
What the hell is happening?
I'm the woman you toyed with. We got a jealous lover here in the bamboo forest.
Got an ineffectual grasp on that knife. Got the sharp part pointed right at her face.
She wistfully runs towards them. Knife at the forefront.
Is this what,
Oh, hell yeah. The Robo Geisha abilities kick
in! Those kicks, oh my god.
It was almost a Liu Kang bicycle kick. From the side.
But I don't understand, isn't he like, at those girls' house or something?
Yeah, unclear.
And then this lady shows up saying she's his ex-lover or his lover.
Maybe not. Maybe she just...
with this breast milk from hell.
Double milk!
Double milk! No, oh my god!
Hell yeah.
That's nice.
Dousing.
She look a little,
acoustic?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little. Wow, it's acid breast milk. Mm-hmm. Nothing to face off. I think we've seen that in Tokyo Gore Police. Mm-hmm. Acid breast milk is a mainstay. I don't want to lose like this. Looking like Freddy Krueger.
I will not, but I've lost. Dead. Thank you for attacking me.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like he has nefarious intent.
Yeah, I wish he was hotter.
I know. At first, I thought he was, and then I was like, "No, nah, he's not.
He's not ugly. He's just
not bad."
Are they having a sisterly moment?
Yeah, I guess so.
The music seems like it. Big sister's drunk.
Yeah, some sake.
She's not all throat punches and geisha kicks. She's got a heart deep down in that cold metallic bosom.
Yeah, you know, I think I lose my patience for these sorts of interactions after being beat about the head with a phone book. I don't know.
She doesn't feel the same without the pain on.
I don't feel the same when I shove a mandarin orange in my mouth and don't chew.
Two geishas are looking for something. Oh, it's the sisters. They found it. It's a big fucking building.
Where'd that come from?
I hope that somebody's watching them.
What about this dozen men sitting in the grass over here?
In the reeds!
No, like Bo said last time, you're invisible once you go in the grass.
They're in the tall grass. Can't see. Now that's Japanese. Those bitches love to be at work.
We sleep in a drawer? Wasn't that the thing? Yeah.
Some chicken gizzards. Hell yeah. Oh, that's beef. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Boiling beef at the coffee table.
It's gonna be overboiled.
At the coffee table. I have no patience for a model ship.
I do. Yeah.
What?
I do, man.
You're gonna start making model ships now?
I don't have. No, he's that brand of guy. I get it.
No, like, no. I admire it, but I know I could never do it because, yeah, it's fucking insane.
Yeah, you're a psych.
They actually string, like, fucking, not rope, but, you know, model all up and down that motherfucker.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking psycho.
Your steel company.
Oh. They're steel company, but they'll happily produce military weapons if the company needs it.
But they're hiding a nuke in their house.
Someone ordered this one. It's not ours.
Okay. Just accidentally got sent to your house or something?
They're making it for someone else.
Oh.
Someday they'll produce some for themselves.
We need you, Yoshi. Oh no. Dick ninja's in the couch. She got sucked through a tube. Oh no.
That sucked.
Yeah.
I don't know, are they going to turn Yoshi into a dick ninja?
Sure are.
These are definitely the second string dick ninjas.
Yeah, listen. That girl almost fell over just doing that.
Yeah! This is the rear detachment of dick ninjas.
These are hard diversity hires.
What are they doing?
They're practicing, I'm offering some tea. Oh, throat chop.
Yeah. Three Stooges eye poke.
Oh. And butt punches.
Doing some butt punching. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dancing for weird old guys. That's the most important skill.
Hell yeah.
Why are rich straight guys always so fucking gay?
I don't know, but they are.
It's always some pomp and circumstance, these fucking faggots.
Yeah, somebody's got to whip these dick ninjas into shape. And I think it's going to be Yoshi. Don't be slow and girly, Yoshi. Yeah.
She doesn't want to wear the dick outfit.
Oh, no.
I'm scared of these swords.
Yo, she can't fight her sister. Oh, she's got anger-based abilities. That never works out well.
Yeah, sister's like, well, I've been beating you with phone books for fun, so I'm down.
Yeah, sister's like, fucking ball. Woo!
We all need back 6 inches.
Yeah. Give him a little space.
Yeah. Sis wasted no time.
Yeah.
All right.
She turned into a bitch right after she got hit one time. Oh no, stop.
Now I'm mad. You can tell because I've arched my whole pelvis forward.
Yeah. The weapon activated! Her anger much has reached its peak!
Go ahead and kill Yoshi.
And she'll do it too.
Yeah.
Sister stabbed Yoshi in the gut. I thought you loved me, sister, even though you're a fucking bitch. That was just the Saki talking, sis. I believed in you!
Yeah, well, you were never bright, were you?
She's hulking out now.
Well, maybe he is hot and his hair is bad.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah, he's gotta have the slick back bad guy hair, you know?
Yeah, but it's not slick back. It's like a fucking mess back there.
Oh, yeah. He's it's out of place.
Yeah. Ran amok.
She says, all right, I won't think of you as my sister from now on, since you don't think of me as your sister.
Seems like all robo geishas are outfitted with Baraka swords. Dick ninjas in training. Oh, and Yoshi's there training with him.
Uh-huh.
The tables have turned. Now Yoshi's the bitch geisha.
Yep.
And sister's gotta beg for scraps.
With and her clean everything.
Slavish eyes. Oh, yeah. Boiling water on the boobies. This dick ninja in training pulled a gun. She's sick of their shit.
Yeah. She ran away from her family to be here, but she'd be better off back at home.
Oh, but Yoshi fucking skull punched her, dude.
If you don't like this place, just die.
She's fully
this is
in.
What I say to everyone every day. Well, then just die.
I think Yoshi is fully indoctrinated into the dick ninja cult.
Yeah, they gave her a compliment. She's fucking sold.
I don't know, sister's getting some fucking upgrades.
Yeah, she's like the chosen one.
Dick ninjas are getting some fucking gun training. I don't think Yoshi's the I don't think sister's the chosen one.
Yoshi's the chosen one, yeah.
But sister is pissed off about her, and now she's in a secret lab getting upgrades.
Oh.
She got
she got
titty
freaking
cannons, dude. Shot
I do know for a fact that standing 2 feet away with an LMG is a pretty good way to make sure some bullets land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically a pistol will do that too, but
I would think so, but it wasn't working.
They're ninjas.
Yeah.
Please convert me to a machine as well.
Yoshi wants booby machine guns too.
They hate being without any confidence.
She needs confidence. She needs that breast augmentation.
She needs an active father figure. Yeah, he's hot. It's that stupid fucking hair.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It really is fucking armpit swords.
Cheap pick.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Get the booby cannons, dude.
You know what I've really always wanted? To never lay my arms at my side again.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck? These bitches cannot shoot.
No.
For beans.
I swear she killed those guys just a minute ago, though.
Yeah, it really seemed like it.
It was those same guys. Shit.
Armpit swords. Swords from your armpits?
When I pose sexily, the swords come out.
Oh, shit.
You know, armpits forward means sexy.
Yeah.
I would totally prefer the fucking machine gun boobies.
Yeah, give me
man.
The fucking tit.
What the fuck? Armpit swords?
Fuck you. Some roaming Ronin. God, that's another hateful wig. Why are the Wiggeries always so...
Oh, it's always so bad.
Dark-sided.
Yeah.
It's so far back on that man's head.
He said you must be the female assassins in the news. I can kill you like kittens. What the fuck? This just doesn't strike me as a place that has a lot of news going on.
Oh, sick-ass fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only wig.
But look, yeah, look at that guy's wig.
I like their hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't see shit.
Look at that shit.
God damn, right in the butthole. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, and she is thrusting that out.
Yeah. She liked it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Katana's famously a stabby type sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not afraid. I'm excited.
I'm wet.
Uh huh. That's what she meant.
Get a bucket and a mop. For that bitch's butt blood.
Oh my god.
Two of his panties shot during that kick.
Nice.
They all just keep staring.
Achilles cleaver. Activate. Oh, killer socks.
I like my killer socks.
My bad.
Had she come in here and been like, yeah, give me stabby armpits and stabby socks.
Yeah, dude. Oh, stabbed in the machine gun titty. No.
Oh, but she's got the poopers.
Yeah. They only come out in stressful situations.
Yeah. Gotta do a Kegel.
Vega. Or, Zion. Hey. Dynasty Warriors.
Her sister jumped in front of her.
Oh, the fucking fag. The faggy fag.
Yeah, the super gay one.
It'll be a thing of beauty.
Yeah, the, like, two gay one.
Yeah. Fucking the only gay. God, they made him so gay forever. They fixed that in Origins.
Really?
He's in Origins. He's finally, like, normal. And he has a spear.
Oh, that's the one I haven't played that one. Is that one cool?
I fucking love it.
I heard it was pretty fucking good.
Yeah. I think I love it. I was just playing it again this year.
No, she doesn't want to be a dick ninja anymore.
Mm-hmm. She just wants to be a geisha. Stop tapping your fucking metal face.
Her sister died in the battle.
She's getting crackhead.
It would appear so, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. She said, "How's my sister?" So maybe she is still alive. Oh, she is. She is still alive. Look at them.
Sister saved Yoshi in the battle.
It's just reflexes, so.
She's trying to act nonchalant about it. Probably because all the throat punching and stuff.
She thought her death would be bothersome, so she had to save her.
Yeah, she's just saying that, though. I know sister's got a heart deep down in there.
I think sister's a huge cunt.
Yeah.
I'll have to give her a weapon down there at some point, too.
Yeah, dude.
So she told them she just wants to be a geisha, so then they started using her as a geisha to meet with all these men.
Is your knee like spring water too? Excuse
what
me?
The hell?
To work on your pickup lines,
the
dude.
Fuck did you just say to me?
Please open your mouth.
Oh, she's got throat sore.
Yeah, she's got a
that's the
third goat.
She didn't want to be on the front lines. I wouldn't either if that's what they had to wear.
I'm into it.
I don't know. I mean, I'd hit that dick nose on fucking everything.
Yeah, that would be cumbersome.
I guess the booby stabbing really got to sister. She's still recovering from that wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still draped in bloody gauze. Sometime later.
And I guess they're just continuously getting upgraded with robo abilities because she almost seems mostly robot at this point.
Well, I think her exact words to those people were, "I don't care how much robot I am, I just want to be a geisha."
She's got full Terminator vision at this point.
Uh-huh. So I think that's what she was saying. Like, you can make me as much of a robot as you want, as long as I get to be a geisha, too.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sounds good to me.
Why don't you eat fibrous beef with us today?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. As long as it's not fast.
Yeah.
Getting some of that fibrous beef.
He's become senile.
Yeah. He says things like fibrous beef now.
It's really just noodles.
Oh, okay. Or is that shit they boil?
Yeah.
It's all so fibrous, you gotta boil it out.
I can't have any more of it. It's too fibrous. I'm old.
I'm chewing and chewing.
He like speaks his own language or something.
Yeah. He's a translator.
This is the Take Back family group. They're here to take back girls.
Oh shit. He only talks right when it comes to taking back girls.
Yeah. There was an evil company that took a bunch of girls.
Best the dick ninjas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's them.
A steal. Yeah, something steal.
They have six shirts on for their organization. It's not about fashion, though. It's about sending a message.
That bucket hat is.
The faces, yeah, I thought so. The faces on their shirts are the faces of their family members.
Got a little resistance group here.
Mm-hmm. What the hell? So I'm so mad. My sister's maybe being mistreated. I'm going to punch this old guy in the back.
Police ain't going to do nothing.
They really like to punch things.
Yeah, that's how you know they're angry. Bucket Hat was part of the science team for a while.
This guy's going to calm everybody down now with a song.
Who's threatening the peaceful home? You. You busted out a guitar.
Uh-huh.
Got a serious function.
He's also the one that punched the old guy in the back. He seems to be a problem.
Yeah, getting stabbed in my own armpit by my armpit sword.
Yeah.
Oh no. She's about to blast her targets.
The way she stands to do it is just strange.
It looks like they put all their missiles on her headpiece. But it's a strange pose.
He said, please bring them back to this grandma.
Defeat her programming. Is there some humanity left in this robo geisha?
Apparently, because she can't shoot him.
I wish Sister and Yoshi didn't look fucking identical. I don't know who's who. Or maybe that's racist and they look so, like, different.
Okay.
This is Yoshi. This is Yoshi.
Not to pick on you, but they do look completely different. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I think when they're, like, playing, I can tell the difference. But when they're geisha'd out, I can't really tell the difference.
Yeah, the geisha, that I get. Yoshi's eyes are significantly rounder.
Yeah, she's got the slavish
eyes.
Her cheekbones
are, yeah, less prominent. She's also a good 5 or 6 inches shorter.
Yeah, there's that.
They're mad because she let the old people go.
Oh, she failed her mission, yeah.
She didn't kill him. She took him away somewhere.
Japanese Cheech and Chong.
芸者遊びなんかできると思わなかったよ。爆弾作りに集中するかな。
Oh, I gotta go concentrate on my bomb making. Oh, he can talk to her too, yeah. While she's looking at people.
Oh no, they got sister held hostage. Hell yeah. A woman comes in your house, they want to fuck.
You don't care if my hands are sticky and I'm disgusting, right? Wow.
She stuffed jumbo shrimp in that dude's eyeballs.
Yeah. No, bro!
You bitch, where are you?
Oh, man.
Smacked him right the fuck down. Dang.
He just keeps going.
She bashed his
the
head.
The centrifugal force of that one is notable.
Oh, he just popped back out.
Like a whack-a-mole.
There we go again.
Get back in your hole.
Oh my god.
His head keeps popping out of his body. Why is he covered in slime?
I don't know. It's every just, time he...
And corn.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, this is a whole bowl of pasta.
I guess she's...
Is he going down there with his own lunch, I guess?
Yeah, he's getting his head bashed into his own stomach, popping out.
The suicide bomb has been activated.
What? How can you see with those shrimp eyes?
Mm-hmm.
It was a plot all along by the dick ninjas. They knew he was a suicide bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Double-crossed. What will the robo-geisha do?
Blow up?
Get blown the fuck up. Oh, see, she does care.
Yeah.
It just took her sister getting blown up. I'm an only child. All my sisters were thrown in a dumpster.
Yeah.
Oh, but Yoshi is still alive. Partially because she is mostly robot.
Oh.
She lost her legs.
She lost the whole lower half of her body.
She has no butt.
That's okay, they'll fix her. Oh, this is the old people that she didn't kill.
This is the resistance. The resistance is planning an attack. On the dick ninjas.
Yeah. If you move now, the welding on your legs won't set.
Alright. How long does it need?
I don't know if that's passing the test.
I don't think it needs very long. I mean, I know it's a little different than what I do, but mine's like 15 seconds maybe, and it's set.
It's a problem. When you have somebody work on your robot body, dude, they could put anything in there. Mm-hmm. Like a fucking clapper.
Clap-on.
Yeah.
Sister's getting some work done, too.
Uh-huh.
Got her whole brain exposed.
He said, who are you? She said, I'm a tool for your benefit, and I'll crush anything that gets in your way.
Oh, no.
Even if it's my relative.
Oh, yeah, those eyes.
Definitely not slavish.
Check out those eyes.
Look at the eyes.
Oh, he's like caressing the fucking brain while he's kissing her.
How long till we have sex dolls like this?
I don't know.
We gotta be getting close, right?
We gotta be getting close.
Oh, the resistance people made it to the... still company.
Mm. Oh, and they're trying to do things.
They're trying to get their
politically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's gonna work. Sometimes you gotta storm the capital.
You may not recognize me because of this bucket hat.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think you'd forget.
I hope there's a big reveal, like...
That's what I was thinking. Take the hat off, yeah. He used to work at their company, and they wanted him to make this giant bomb.
I'm starting to think Japan might have some hang-ups about, like, nuclear bombs and stuff.
You think?
I don't know why.
A lot of bomb talk coming out of Japan.
Oh. He says if they don't give him their family members back, Yoshi's gonna take all that information to the cops. And they're shocked to know that Yoshi's alive still. Shit.
Grandma's packing.
I know. Three old ladies.
I could smell a guns. Dick ninja a mile away.
Yeah, not well bathed.
Man, I thought she had jeans on. I was about to say, man, sick jeans, Robo Geisha. Those are leg wrappings.
Mm-hmm. On her robot legs.
Yeah.
The welding hasn't set yet, Robo Geisha. What are you doing?
I don't think we know. Is it hot glue? That's not the same.
Trust your instincts. Says the lady that fucking clapped your ass into unconsciousness. Oh, she brought a TV with her. That's cool. Oh, no, that's her.
Yeah, that's the shamisen.
Okay.
That's why she said this is her shamisen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I thought that was Japanese for TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is crime of passion, though. Straight to jail. You see all the fretwork she's doing?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I hate this song. She's
doing a good job.
Well, she's a robot, you know? She might have, like, servos or something going on.
She's a transformer.
Oh, she's a fucking tank now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I turned into a tank now. Oh.
Yeah, I just have to aggressively strum these... I'm into it.
Yeah, that's a strong powered tank.
Militarized bard.
How about that? 2009 CGI.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was just thinking how ridiculous it looks.
Yeah, no, it's real. It's bad for 2009.
Yeah, I was just thinking how ridiculous it looked on that road.
This is giving 80s token film.
Goodness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Girl.
Wow.
Love it.
Do you want me to say sorry, bruh?
Yeah, that was their other condition. He had to say sorry.
You gotta say sorry.
That's true. My son and I took your family members and trained them as soldiers for our company.
I will not do such a dishonorable thing as saying sorry.
And they're like, what?
Bitch.
If I should apologize, then I'll do so.
They didn't bow very deep, though. I think that's important.
Sorry, the wheelchair guy already came.
He already had to change his underwear. Deep.
Yeah. But wait. Oh, no. They got missile shoulders.
Uh-huh.
No!
They sure do. You guys are getting fucked up.
Shoot them!
Still,
yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta bend down to do it. So.
You gotta look at the fucking ground.
Duke's not even hit yet. He's.
That guy got hit.
Gam got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, you've seen a... No.
Monster House?
No, but a...
Howl's Moving Castle?
Can't even recall.
Oh, man.
The whole...
Sorcerer King? The... I think is what that anime is called. And one guy's power is he like can't leave this house, but he can control the whole fucking house.
Yeah, the whole fucking bad guy building has gotten up and grown arms and legs.
Yeah.
And it's now a mecha. Good thing Robo Geisha's here. And she cannot believe her eyes.
Yeah, you can see the building now, huh?
Yeah, not lost anymore, are you?
Oh no, what is Robo Geisha gonna do against the giant walking building?
It's a giant castle robot.
Dang, look at the bling on that motherfucker. It's the bomb!
Oh, and their hearts. All three of us? What a shame!
What a shame!
Oh, this is what their ancestors wished for. To unify the nation by throwing a bomb into Mount Fuji.
They wished for their palace to throw a bomb into the dormant volcano, did they?
Oh, he's got knee guns.
Oh, yeah.
That's much more
bang, bang.
Ergonomically efficient.
Yeah, I think you can aim that a little better.
The kneecapper?
Oh. Yeah. I implanted a gun into my knee. Be prepared for the consequences.
Knee knocker. Don't fall for that again, guys. Yeah. Damn.
Except this is I saw this on Power Rangers.
Yeah, for real, dude.
That building was bleeding a lot.
Yeah, that was a bloody building.
Yeah.
Well, because there was 600,000 employees there.
So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Packed like sardines.
Yeah, they were in their pods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the geyser. God damn it.
Yeah.
Really committing to the bleeding buildings.
Uh-huh.
And it's bad. What's Robo Geisha gonna do? Oh, wow, he smashed that lady.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he's got dick ninjas on his hand. I don't think you need those, building monster. Slapping them knees.
One more bang.
Bitch geishas.
Bitch geishas die.
Ow, I hit it too hard.
Now it's in automatic mode.
Oh no. Knee guns and
pump. That is ridiculous.
And he goes, tuk, 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 tuk. You know, I know I'm not supposed to think, like, where do the bullets go in these knee and shoulder guns? But where do they go?
I don't know.
That guy died with dick pinches all over his body. That was weird. Robo Geisha's just fucking shit up. Riding on buildings. Wall riding. Weak cannons. Ablaze. But the building mecha has a fucking Gallic gun. And here comes fucking Robo Geisha shooting up a fucking big old Hot Wheels ramp. Jeez. She put the tank legs away. And she's now on the robot building. She's trying to negotiate with the dick ninjas.
Yeah. She's like, why don't you care about your families
but
that are here?
They're not hearing it.
Yeah, they
don't
care. Yeah. I want to kill you, but I'll just kick your ass. Bitch, try our Tengu hidden weapon.
Oh.
If it's the pooper shooter, you already know. Yep.
Oh.
Butt sword! Oh. What?
Butt sword?
You cannot win this.
That's a shameful pose. Let me
show you mine. Oh, she's got a butt sword too. It's a shame.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Shameful butt sword. No.
Yeah.
Oh, they're wiggling.
Oh, God.
That is a butt sword fight.
Yeah. This is very ridiculous.
Convenient stripper pole, Aaron. The building mecca.
Uh-huh.
Taste of this. Oh, armpit blade. Sword. Yeah. Coming in handy. Oh no. Got her by the butt sword.
Get your hands off it.
Oh, she's gonna spin her
she's
around.
She's gonna do the fucking Bowser. Super Mario 64 move. Yep. Threw her out of the arena.
Oh, she ripped her butt sword out.
Yeah. Eat this breast milk from hell.
Yeah. Oh, dodged it. Oh. Got the other dick ninja instead.
She didn't want to hurt anybody, but they're just so stupid.
Me after every conversation I've ever had.
How could you melt the face given to me by my parents? Bitch, you didn't care about your parents just a minute ago.
Yeah. You mean the one you covered in a giant phallic face? Look how happy she looks.
Yeah.
The woman doing what she loves. Oh.
Oh no, the resistance member.
Isn't she my sister? Yeah, I fucked her right in the just mouth with that gun. Sorry, bud.
Oh, man. What happened to your face? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. He finally found a sister and they killed each other.
Shot her two times.
Yeah.
After he realized it, still shot her.
And I think that's her. I think that's her daughter or whatever.
You're a bad girl. Die. I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, that's her grandma.
With that dick on your nose.
I raised you better than this, you little slut.
It was trembling.
We must kill bad people, even if they're our slutty granddaughters.
Yeah.
Cherish your family, even though they're assholes.
I don't know. My sister's kind of a dick.
So. Yeah.
Real mixed signals.
She taught me that geishas can kick.
And do lots of throat punching.
She got her legs working finally.
Yeah, she can run real fast with those robot legs that look like real legs.
The building mecca is scaling Mount Fuji.
Yeah, real slow like.
It's a building. Oh man. Akeshi's fused with the machine. He's got tendrils.
The castle robot moves as I move.
He's a new type. Whoa.
It's up to him whether he's gonna throw that bomb or not. Not only Japan will be destroyed, but you might be destroyed too.
Oh no, there's sister.
Oh.
Oh man, she ate a bleached asshole.
Yeah, she fucking did.
Yeah, something's... Oh, he removed all of her memories.
Gotta remember, sister. Hit her with a phone book.
You might want to be more specific, because she has a lot of memories of eating the shit out of you, so...
Wig napalm!
Wig napalm! So gay.
Oh my god, yeah. Wig napalm.
I really went to the stormtrooper school of
yeah, dude.
Uh-huh.
Artillery around here. Dang, she's rocket launched her torso from her legs.
I thought she chopped her in half, but I don't know what the hell just happened.
I think
happened.
She pressed the eject button. Yeah.
She's kick. Still kicking.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think she got you, Robo Geisha.
Holy shit.
She really perfected that throat punch.
Yeah.
I heard you were an old maiden type of robot.
I'm gonna scrap you. Oh no, the building's grabbing the fucking bling necklace off of his neck. It's a bomb. A big one. We're gonna spike that motherfucker right into Mount Fuji. The grandma she just met is speaking to her from the grave. If she's remembering all her family pictures. Damn, Yoshi's telling sister that she was adopted. I don't know if this is gonna work, Yoshi. Oh, this touching moment. Has penetrated deep into Robo's sister. And she now sees the family portraits as well.
Uh-huh. So why don't we die together if we're gonna die anyway?
Then we can fight again in the next life.
Oh yeah.
Suspicious family dynamic.
Yeah.
Should we scissor?
They're gonna
let's
scissor.
Become one.
Oh, yeah.
It was the torso kind, which I won't lie, I didn't expect, but
not the best fusion technique.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What's the point? They're just one body. They just keep switching faces.
Well, now they got two butt swords.
He's doing the robot.
Yeah, he is. Oh my god.
You sent him flying off of Mount Fuji.
Blast him off.
Yeah, you're flying through the air now.
At least we're all gonna blow up in space.
I guess so. Oh.
Nice.
Ew.
People don't ever digest their food.
Oh my god, and the robot castle's throwing up too. Oh yeah.
Fuck
my nose is
up.
Bleeding.
This hurts.
His nose is just pouring blood.
He got hit with a sister bomber, dude.
His eyes are like swollen shut.
Turns into
my
fireworks.
My nose is bleeding.
Awesome. Hell yeah. Hugging it out by a lake.
Or the hell did they make it?
I think this is the, like, afterlife.
Oh, yeah. Our fireworks decorating the evening sky.
No, this was great.
I liked it.
That was Robo Geisha.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of it?
I liked it.
It was a real good time, gal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, obviously, some of it was super cheesy, like the CGI highway scene.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking bad, man.
All of it was cheesy to the point of being, like, cringy a little bit.
Yeah.
In the exact same way that animes are a lot of the time. Like,
Yeah.
Is this obviously sexual content, we're gonna act ashamed by it, but still do it.
Yeah.
Shame, shame, shame.
Shame,
it's so
shameful,
shameful.
Shameful.
Yeah. We're so shameful with our butt sword fighting.
Yeah, the butt sword fight was fucking so out of control. Dude.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was the thrusting with no contact being made, but everyone still move it. I don't
the
know.
Wiggling, the wiggling their
yeah, they were like
butt
wiggling
swords.
Their butts around. Yeah.
Just into it.
That first little geisha battle we got, I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be super cheesy.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I still liked it. Just like we really liked Tokyo Gore Police, even though it was pretty cheesy too.
Pretty fucking cheesy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
We like that kind of movie, though.
We definitely do. Yeah. And I really like this one. But I think I know what James is saying, that like this is kind of a different level than Tokyo Gore Police.
It's in the same. It's in the same world. Definitely different levels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The CGI is fucking terrible.
that highway scene was so ridiculous.
I cannot excuse CGI blood by any means.
The building's getting karate chopped and having geysers of CGI blood.
Yes.
There's something endearing about it.
That was something. That was fucking something. But like when people are getting like fucking blasted with shoulder cannons or whatever and the CGI blood is... I hate it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Anything would look better than CGI blood.
It's bad, yeah. Even just no blood. Just have them act dead.
Yeah. Or fucking, I don't know, red Kool-Aid would look better than CGI blood, dude. I loved all their fucking special attacks and how they have to announce the names of the special attacks. That's classic. And I'm glad it was on display here.
I liked how the guy, when he would hit his knee gun, he would say bang.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Chris said that could have been named more cleverly.
Yeah.
I agree. Arrow to the knee.
Knee knocker.
Knee knocker. Knee slapper.
Yeah.
Kneecapped.
Kneecapper. Yeah, yeah. But there were some practical effects in this movie. It tried to like blend the two.
Yeah.
The shrimp and the eyeballs. Uh-huh. It was a wild thing to do.
The way it, all puncture wounds turned into a butthole, like a pucker prolapsed butthole immediately, including those two eye sockets.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there's some good ones, man. There's the shrimp eyes, there was the fucking bashing the dude's head into his stomach and it pops back out.
Just covered in its own lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The butt stabbing.
But was stabbing. Pretty fucking
crazy, man. Like,
yeah, I liked that.
Like it was comical and funny, but that woman got stabbed in her butthole, and it was spurting.
There was some blood.
Some blood.
Damn, man! I thought this was a good one.
I did too.
You know, and it was, I think it was a great story, man. It's a story about family and blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb.
Okay.
Is that because it's fibrous?
Fibrous beef.
Join us for some fibrous beef.
I don't know about Miss Storyteller. I don't know if we're telling good stories in this one, but it is a fun ride.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a fun movie. I don't think there was a lot.
Dude, if anybody invites me for fibrous beef, I'm thinking that's a dick.
That's how I'm going to start inviting everyone for dinner. Well, would you like to come over for fibrous beef?
What's going on that's the, you know, pejorative adjective that you latch on to as a descriptor? Fibrous.
You know, it's a story of sisterhood. And I think, you know, you got some kind of cult shit in there, you know? Cults usually prey upon those that... aren't accepted by their family.
Or the ones that are so accepted by their family and coddled that they actually find themselves to be exceptional. When in fact they are not. Both equally susceptible to cult-like tendencies.
Or the ones that think like they can join a cult just to, you know, fuck a bunch of people, you know? Like fuck a bunch of ladies, but... You know, they don't realize you're getting fucked too.
Well, mm-hmm. And you know, the leader guy is the one that fucks all the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you join a sex cult?
I don't think I would join a sex cult, man. I mean, you think it's going to be awesome, but it's not, man. They all stink.
It depends on like the time and money commitment.
And I guarantee you're getting fucked more than you were fucking.
100%. I'm into both, so I don't know, though. I haven't taken, like I said, I'm kind of a retired bottom, so I don't know I'd probably have to, I guess it would depend on how well endowed the leader is.
Right, yeah.
And if there's like a tithing situation.
I guess you'd get used to it after a while. You might even start to like it. I just don't, I don't know, man. I just don't think cult hygiene levels are where they need to be.
Well, it like depends, right? Scientologists seem like pretty well kept.
Yeah. I don't think they're doing a lot of fucking, though.
But they're batshit, and they, there's a lot of time and money needed to be, like, a good member.
Yeah, you might as well just get prostitutes at that point, dude. Yeah, you gotta pay fucking crazy money.
Yeah. And you sign 9,000-year contracts or whatever? What was it?
Something, it's something crazy. Yeah.
9 million-year contract or something like that, because...
Yeah, and then you got what the fucking was it, the Jonestown cult? They were doing a lot of fucking.
And but then you're right, we get into the hygiene issue.
But yeah, where were they? Like fucking South America or some shit?
Yeah,
they went into
tents
like
in the fucking Amazon. Yeah. Yeah.
You had the Aleister Crowley shit. They were gross. Yeah.
Hygiene.
And they were fucking you 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough, man. Sounds good on paper, but once you get there, dude, it's not all it's cracked up to be. And I really liked how the castle mecha had a fucking sick ass nuke necklace strapped around its
That castle robot thing was just insane. Like,
that was straight up Power Rangers.
It was 100%.
Just walking around.
We needed the Megazord.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be something like that. Like a
I thought she was
going to
quadruple in size and fucking fist fight that castle.
Yeah, dude.
Well, yeah, and when she said, do you want to combine our power or something?
Yeah.
That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought they were going to turn into some crazy thing.
Just turned her into a Gemini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did kind of expect more than just swapping faces every once in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, man, this was a good one. I liked it.
I did too.
All right, Lisa. I need your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
I feel the need to clarify for my own sanity just real quick, though, that I mean Gemini as in having two faces, not the astrological symbolism. And that if you actually believe that that has anything to do with your personality, you're a bloodline that I think should be discontinued.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carry on.
I think I'm going to give this movie 3.5 stars.
Not bad from Lisa.
Yeah. My what the fuck moment is going to be when... the sister was gonna chop that girl's head off, and the girl was like kneeling there with the knife, like she was gonna kill herself first. And she was like, I can't do it. I can't. I think it was the sister. Fuck, it might have been Yoshi. I don't know. Anyway, the girl had the knife and she was like about to stab herself, and then she was like, I can't do it. And she goes over there and kicks the knife into her and then spins around and chops her head off.
Yeah.
All right, Bo, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
We're going to go like four stars.
Okay.
She's a good time gal.
Yeah.
She's a goof troop. She's fun.
Mm-hmm.
My what the fuck moment's going to be Ronin number one's wig. What a hateful thing, that wig.
Yeah.
His buddies had the cool straw hats and everything, and he's just out here with that fucking glued to the middle of his fucking head. Party City bus driver. And that's really too bad. What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I think I'm going to give this one 4 stars as well. It kind of ran a little bit long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the parts could have been not shorter existed. Or cut out. Yeah.
And, you know, I cannot excuse CGI blood. And
It was gratuitous and it was bad.
My what the fuck moment is gonna be, I guess, the butt stabbing, man, because that was a little traumatic, dude. She got stabbed right in the asshole.
Yeah.
And it was bleeding profusely. And she was kind of
she was thrusting.
She was like thrusting. Yeah. She was thrusting the blood out.
Yeah.
She was convulsing.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Like, you know, it was like cream pie.
Yeah.
You know, especially how bony bitches gotta like really squat back into it to like squirt it back out. You know?
Yeah, dude. And for such a goofy ass movie with like shrimps in the eyes and fucking wild shit like that, someone just stabbed in the asshole.
Yeah, there was a dichotomy there. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, those were my other two choices for what the fuck moment was, the shrimp in the eye or the butt stabbing.
That butt stabbing was rough. Real blood, or not real blood, but
not CGI blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was good.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the poof of CGI blood coming out of that girl's butthole?
Like, I can, because it came out of that fucking building later.
That's what I was going to say, like the ones that were coming out of the buildings.
Yeah. It was the sparks every time a sword was used on anything for me. I loved those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm all in on that, man.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. How spicy is this movie?
This movie is ramen, which I know we've used before. But this ramen has some fibrous beef in it. And some chili flakes.
It's like a wok situation.
Yeah. And those noodles that were coming up from that guy's stomach.
Those were some dark-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of corn and noodles.
Yeah.
And slime.
And slime.
Yeah.
So much slime. Bo, how spicy is this seaweed movie?
Yeah. I think it was seaweed.
This was a
nice juicy apple, but the last bite was a rotted bit you didn't notice.
Okay.
Lovely, pretty much exactly what you anticipated. A little bit of bullshit. What about you, Christopher? How spicy was this film?
This film right here is a it's one of those dragon rolls, the sushi. With the shrimp, mm-hmm. It looks like it's shooting fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delicious. That's fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they use a little bit of that spicy mayonnaise on it or something. Damn good movie. I think I could recommend it to probably anybody. I could see it kind of being a mixed thing. Love it or hate it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think just the title alone, Robo Geisha, either you're in or you're out.
Yeah. And I think all of us, as soon as we heard it, were like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We know it's not Ex Machina, right? We know what we're getting in for.
Yeah. Yeah. When we say a dude gets fucking shrimp stabbed into both of his eye holes, either you're in or you're out.
Yeah.
And we are very
acid
much in.
Breast milk. Butt stabbing.
Yeah. Butt swords,
armpit swords.
Armpit swords.
Throat sword.
This must come from the same universe as Ultraviolet, because those swords were operating on some like flat space technology shit.
Yeah. All right, Lisa. All that's left to do is slot this in on your leaderboard.
Okay.
Just where we rank all the movies we've covered on the podcast based on ranked. This is where we rank all the movies on the podcast by personal preference. The leaderboard is available in every show notes, so check it out. Get our recommendations to you. So Lisa, where does Robo Geisha fall on your leaderboard?
Okay, it's going to go in my new number 9 spot between Family and Lucky Sky Diamond.
We're actually pretty close to Lisa. That's strange.
Uh-huh.
Star rating wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then the stars align.
Yeah. Like with martyrs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's my new number 9. Where's it gonna go on your leaderboard, Bo?
Was kill list the British lads?
Yeah, that's losing your asshole.
Uh-huh.
Negative.
I think it's gonna go right under kill list and above Song of Solomon.
I couldn't tell you what kill list is.
Well, I was pretty sure, but I wasn't certain. Well off list.
Yeah, at least it got well off list on that one.
Yeah.
I should go back and rewatch it.
It's a pretty fucking good movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
I know you guys liked it. I should go back and rewatch it.
New number 14 for Bo.
What about you, Christopher?
Yeah, I think Kill List kind of edges it out. Because, that's right where I'm at, dude. Yeah. It's either going above Kill List or below.
That's where I was. I couldn't really decide, but I do think Kill List is just a good movie. And this one is fun, but not like a good movie.
Yeah. I think for me, at least Kill List deserves a rewatch. Whereas with Robo Geisha, I think it's a one and done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to do the same thing. Put it below Kill List and above Song of Solomon, making it my new number 13. That's it for 2009's Robo Geisha. Damn good movie. We liked it. But I think we have a soft spot for
cheesy Japanese movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Well, it's like live action anime, but like cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, we will be covering a listener request. It's wild. We're doing listener requests like crazy. It's my podcast. Do what I want.
Yeah, well, what you but like not doing is pleasing people.
Yeah.
I am.
Because you're a fucking bottom.
I'm an emotional power bottom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So our next movie is going to be a request from the Slayer of Geese. This one's called Roscoe, the Embalmer.
Oh, yeah. This is the embalming one.
Yep. Roscoe, the Embalmer. I think this is some real embalming shit. It's going to be wild. So thank you, Slayer of Geese.
Yeah.
For your recommendation. We'll check it out next week on a bone chilling, blood draining, smegma sucking episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.